السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again the majlis of zikr, in which we have some ashar of islah or some natiya kalam sharif in praise of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have some nasihats and some zikrullah. And repeatedly I have mentioned this, that the purpose of this particular majlis is not increase in knowledge. It is for the purpose of lighting up our hearts with the love and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the more you take the name of someone with love, the more the love increases. In this mad, crazy world, where people are madly in love, I'm talking about illicit beloveds, the Layla Majnoons, whole day and night just goes in the remembrance of their mashuka or mashuk. Any person just mentions that name, it brings great amount of excitement and happiness. So much so that some people go for Hajj. I'm not telling you fairy tales and stories here. Some people go for Hajj. They leave behind their illicit beloved here in South Africa. So from there they send messages. From there they are still texting or SMSing or sending messages. And from this side, if somebody takes the salam or takes the peygham onto the other side, then even though the person may be in Arafat, but he experiences great amount of excitement and happiness that his beloved remembered him. And this side, that the beloved remembered in Arafat. Where are they remembering? In Arafat, where you're supposed to be giving your heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, where you're supposed to be shedding your tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, where you're supposed to be making sincere tawbah from all those sins that the person had committed in his life, where he was supposed to have been making sincere tawbah from this illicit love relationship that he was in whilst in South Africa or wherever he was in the world, where he's supposed to be pledging to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he's not going to return to those sins anymore, where he was supposed to be pledging to Allah Ta'ala that when he returns to South Africa or whichever country he has come from, then he is going to be a changed person. Every person who will meet him will see a change in his life or her life. Where the person was supposed to be saying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that, my beloved Allah, it is your ihsan, your fazl, your kindness that you brought me to Arafat. I was not deserving of coming to this Mubarak place. I was not deserving of being blessed with this great ni'mat of Hajj, with this great ni'mat of being in those plains where on one occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was with his 124,000 companions. Each and every one of them a shining star. Imagine that scene when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Hajjatul Wida, he is there on that same piece of ground. It's no other ground. The ground is the same. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was there. His companions were there. How that plains of Arafat must have been. Each and every sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shedding tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And yet they were so pious, so righteous. Each and every one of them given the glad tidings, radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah ta'ala pleased with them, and they pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Each and every one of them given this information by no one else but Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't a certificate that was issued like we have certificates in our times, that there are so many that are just printed without the person even giving any examination. So many fake certificates that fly around. Computers have made it so easy. That was a certificate given by Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how else could Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have given them that, except by having received wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So what kind of Arafat Maidan that must have been on that day? One is our labbaik, which is empty, there's no spirit in that labbaik. Say, Allah, we are present, we are at your service, we have come to Arafat, we have come for Hajj. Ya Allah, whatever your hukam, whatever your command, we are prepared to accept. Or the wide meaning of labbaik. The person is saying that, and immediately after that engaging in sins. Especially when they are traveling from Madina Sharif to Makkah Sharif by bus. So we read labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. And after that labbaik is finished, after 2-3 times, then the person sitting next to us, then we start the gossip of a lifetime because we've got 5-6 hours to still travel. What kind of a labbaik is it? Where the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't come into the heart. Where the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't come into the heart. Khawf and fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might and power and qudrat. And where the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not come into the heart. The love of that Allah who blessed us with our lives, with our iman, with our Islam, with our, that Allah who blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, that Allah who blessed us with our wealth and our health, that muhabbat doesn't come with that labbaik. So there is a long way that we have to go. Our Hajj is no more that Hajj that was of the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu anhu majmain, and of course, who could have reached that stage? But the Awliya Ikiram, or even ordinary Muslims, simple laymen, but they've spent their time correctly. They were afraid of making any kind of ghibat in Mina, Arafat, and Muzdalifah. They were afraid of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and anger in those Mubarak lands and places. And their whole desire was to get that Allah for whom they have been searching, for whom they have been, or whom they have been seeking in the du'as. How many times we were saying, Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumara chahiye. All our masajid are facing in the direction of that house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how many times we were saying, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. How many times we receive? Yeah, Allah, it must be my forehead and it must be your house. Now that Allah Ta'ala gave our foreheads and His house, then that time our hearts are somewhere else. The shopping on the malls, just buying and exchanging and buying and exchanging. Nothing wrong, buy some items of gifts for the family, for the friends. But the kinds of shopping complexes that are springing up now, right in front of the Haram Sharif, if it is not a distraction, then what else is it? We say enemies of Islam, enemies of Islam. We are our own enemies. Who forces us? Does anybody drag us? They will lay out whatever they have to. We have just finished with our tawaf and with our duas, and after that back to same habits that we take with us from this country. So therefore I am saying that our Hajj does not have that spirit anymore. We are on the plains of Arafat, but we haven't made a sincere niyat of giving up all those sins. We haven't made a sincere niyat of leaving behind all that baggage. Come back from there with a purified heart and a purified soul. And all those rights of people that we may have trampled upon, then we make dua there. Ya Allah, I came here without really clearing all matters, without fulfilling the rights of so many people. So many people that I have been owing monies to, but I am here in Arafat whilst they are hunting for me. There are so many letters of demand there for payment of the loans and other debts, and I am sitting here in Arafat, Nafil Hajj number 101. So at that time the person says, Ya Allah, I regret. And as soon as I get back, then I will make sure that I repay to whomsoever whatever is due. I will ask for maaf, whomsoever I may have caused hurt, injury and pain. I will make amends. My namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, zakat, etc., whatever must have become qada. Then I will slowly start fulfilling that obligation and duty. Then that will be hajj. And that will be that wealth that the person will bring back, or that will be that maal that he will bring back. The maal that will be in the heart, in the dil. But whosoever is blessed with Hajj and with Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifah, then it's a good fortune. It is an opportunity that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives to them to return towards Him. It's a mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's mercy knows no bounds and no limits on the plains of Arafat, provided the person sincerely repents. So then Allah Ta'ala's mercy knows no limits. Allah Ta'ala is not going to say, "But you committed this sin, you committed that sin, how can I forgive you? So much of sins you commit and you come to Arafat." Allah Ta'ala is not going to say that. He is that merciful Allah who is prepared to forgive all sins if the person sheds his tears sincerely in Arafat. But if he goes with the baggage from here of sins and vices and evils, and in his life is still that illicit love relationship and non-fulfillment of obligations and duties, he does not care for his wife, for his children, for his family members. He has got no love and compassion and mercy for the young. The person has got no respect for the elders. He does not want to leave that behind. So then the person returns from Arafat just like he went. In fact, sometimes the person becomes worse. Many times I have mentioned in the bayans on Hajj that Multazam is a place like that. That is the place. Everybody wants to brag about how many times they kiss the Multazam. I mean the Hajr-e Aswad. The Hajr-e Aswad, everybody brags. Mawlana, so many times I got a chance, opportunity to kiss the Hajr-e Aswad. The black stone which came from Jannat and which the sins of the people touching it turned it black. But it is still stone of Jannat, so it's got all its significance. May have turned black, but the noor is still there, because it is from Jannat. But those people who are touching it or kissing it, so it is easy to brag that so many opportunities I had to kiss the Hajar Aswad. But it is a touchstone. The person cannot conceal and hide his true self after having kissed the Hajar Aswad. It exposes one. If that person makes sincere tawbah, then when he returns, he will be a different person. Allah Ta'ala will conceal his sins and hide his faults. But if that person was not sincere, as I said, they go there and they still have the numbers, telephone numbers and addresses and everything of those illicit beloveds of theirs, and they still have no intention of throwing out of their homes and their lives all those things that is causing so much of corruption. So many people have left for Hajj and go and look at their homes. In every room they've got one television set. Now when they come back from Hajj, you think they're going to take it out? As soon as they arrive, the first thing they'll press will be the button of the television screen. And if they're addicted to some kind of cereals, then before having their breakfast cereal, first thing they'll watch that cereal and see what is still carrying on there. Then they will have their breakfast cereal. So now what kind of a tawbah was that on Arafat? What kind of a tawbah was that on Mina? Then what kind of bragging that, what a wonderful Hajj we had, what a wonderful Hajj. What was the wonderful about that Hajj? Yes, if you say, Malana, what a wonderful Hajj we had, meaning that how well our time was spent, how nicely we occupied ourselves in zikr, tilawat, ibadat, then there is time for eating, drinking, little bit of joke, and that doesn't mean the Sahaba-e-Kiram didn't joke in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. In Makkah, Madina Sharif, they lived, and they were companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but in their life there was happiness also, there was cheer, there was laughter. When it was time to laugh and be happy, they were smiling and cheerful, and when it was time to cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then you never saw a people like them. Even the farishtas would have been tearing, looking, if they were given tears, looking at the Sahaba's tears. That such pious, righteous people, foreheads before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. So when Allah ta'ala gives that opportunity that the house of Allah ta'ala is right there, then at that time, where are we? Physically we are there, but spiritually are we there? The ladies also, day and night, that's all. What you bought, what I bought, how much it cost there, how much it cost there, which shop sells it cheaper, which shop sells it better, which one has the latest designs and fashions. So the whole day goes in that. And then when the bags are overpacked, then now another worry, how to take it across. So before it was the dua, that must give me the cheapest and the best, O Allah. And now when it bought the best, or the cheapest and filled up the bags, now Allah, as one lady, elderly lady, was making dua at the multazam, Ya Allah, immigration walo ko andha kar de, taake meri bag mein jo kuch hai na dekhe. So somebody said, why make those immigration people andha and blind, that they must not see what's in your bag? At the multazam, they make dua, that the immigration, the custom chaps must be blind. Let's make them blind, they don't see what's in my bags. Hajis have been caught with Quran Sharif. Wallah, I'm telling you the truth. The ship arrived in Bombay and the person was arrested there. Quran Sharif. Inside the Quran Sharif, it was cut a whole piece, and that is where the gold bangles were put and covered up again and in the box. And we were there outside waiting for the Hajis to come out. This is what happened inside, and they're making a big joke of it. And what they called that ship after that, Choro ka jihaz aa gaya. Haji returning and you call him Chor ka jihaz. Where is the iman of the person? Here at our Johannesburg, ladies were caught with bangles from here right up till here. Now if they tell those ladies, take your burqas out and take your scarves out and take it, now do we blame them? When such kind of ladies come with bangles, gold bangles from here to here. And as far as other things are concerned, who does not know? Is it a secret anymore? Is there anything we don't get here? Do we have to speak lies if you want to bring it? If you want to bring it, is there need to speak lies? Open the bags and show it to them. This is what I have got. Pay the duty. Nobody stops. And if they don't open and they say, carry on, then that's your good luck. Nobody says that you must tell them. Shariat, why is there no masla like that? But to speak lies the moment the person arrives from Hajj, that is what I'm saying. That Hajre Aswad is a touchstone. If the person kissing that Hajre Aswad sincerely makes tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala will conceal his real self. Allah will make him maaf. But if not, then if this person is a womanizer, within a few days people will get to know that these are the places that this person goes. If he's the one who takes interest and gives interest, within a few days you'll hear people talking, that man, he made Hajj and came, but he just can't give up taking interest on the loans. I just paid him some amount now and came, they'll talk like that. If that person is missing namazes, everybody will say quickly. Before he left for Hajj, people may not have even thought of him. But now they will start talking. So and so, you know, he went for Hajj and came. He stays 2 doors away, 3 doors away, 10 doors away from the masjid. But you never even see him for one Fajr Salat. It was only on the first day he wore a nice scarf and made a lot of muanakas with everybody. And after that, he gave them some khajur. Finish. It will get exposed, everything will get exposed. And believe me, this is happening. It has happened and it will happen. Allah Ta'ala must protect me too, protect you too, and protect everyone. It is no joke. In any case, I was not going to go in that direction. But I think whatever was said, Allah Ta'ala knows for whom it could be of benefit. But then that brings us to Firaq, Khame Firaq Madina. Because after Hajj, when the person goes to Madina Sharif and then comes back home, or before going for Hajj, if he went to Madina Sharif and is going, then that firaq, the person on his departure, that deep-hearted pain that he experiences, that is in this Naat Sharif, which you have heard on previous occasions, or listen to it again, because people are once again proceeding in that direction. And just before coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, I had a call from a person who had just conveyed on behalf of this very weak ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, salat and salam. And it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal that every day a number of calls from Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, conveyed your salam or made dua for you. Different people. So it makes you feel that deep-hearted pain that someday, one day, we were also there. But just that we had to depart, we had to leave and return. And others are very fortunate that they are still there. They are there for many, many years. And inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then they will get death in Madina Tayyibah. They are permanent residents there. So that is why I'm reading this poetry again. Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi, hum usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی, دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی, خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی. واللہ وائی ڈیڈ وی ریٹرن فرام مدینہ شریف, قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی. That sukoon and that tranquility and that peace and that serenity and that enjoyment that a person gets in Madina Sharif, everything got left behind in Madina Sharif. Where can you ever get that in any other place besides Madina Sharif? There is no other country in the world, there's no city in the world, there's no town, no place in the world where you can get that taskeen, that sukoon of the heart. As if there is no worry, no sorry in the world. As if the person is floating on the back of the clouds in the sky. When the people are traveling in the aeroplane and you see those clouds floating by, that is the experience the person. What kind of noor, what kind of sukoon, what kind of peace, what kind of tranquility. But when can we get that? When our hearts are detached from the world for a little while. We must not think that it is haram to trade, to buy, to sell. That is all permissible. But if the person is going to occupy his mind all the time in that same dunya that he left behind here and when, where is he going to experience that sukoon in his heart? In the haram sharif also, then he won't experience sukoon. When there was no cell phone days, then what did we do? We sat in the haram sharif. When we came outside, then if somebody gave us a message, then we picked up the phone and we telephoned and got and answered whatever or responded to whatever message there was. But from the time that the cell phones have come, in the haram sharif also, we don't say again that it's haram or it's forbidden. Some message to give some brother that I'm sitting this side or I'm sitting that side or meet me here or meet me there is permissible. But the habit of many people now is the cell phone is with them all the time. Little while, telephoning here, telephoning here, telephoning there, taking this message, that message, that message. So what kind of noor will be left in the heart? Half of which messages are not urgent, not important, nothing. 90% in fact. They just play around all the time as if that is now some great ibadat they are occupied in the haram sharif. Oont re oont teri konsi kal sidhi. Camel oh camel, which part of your body is straight? So if you really want that sukoon, then we have to detach ourselves. Once you walk into the haram sharif, the person must be in a different frame of mind altogether. You are talking outside, as soon as you come to the door and you say, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik, or you read Durood Sharif and enter, finish. After that it's a different word. Now only necessary talk. Deeni talk is permissible. Hum madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e hairan ki tas ki wahin reh gayi, dil wahin reh gaya جاں وہیں رہ گئی, خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تس. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر, یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر, وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر, وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا, ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی. How I think of the days of Madina Sharif, the mornings, the evenings, the days, the nights of Madina Sharif. وَسُكُونِ دِلُو جَانْ وَرُوحُ نَزَرْ. That sukoon of the heart. Just one gaze at the green dome, or just standing at the Rosa Mubarak, and the person is transported into a different world. یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا ایک کیفیت دل نشی رہ گئی. There's no time to continue the way the time passes. So we'll now just read through inshallah again. If Allah Ta'ala gives another opportunity, then what does it cost if you have to read it?
Allah Allah waha ka durood o salam. Allah Allah waha ka durood o salam. Allah Allah waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah Allah waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah Allah waha ka wo kaife dawam. Wo salate sukoon afri reh gayi hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye. قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی.
The درود and سلام of مدینہ شریف. When we read from here, the angels carry it. And when we are the روزہ مبارک, the greatest after Allah, جمیلوں میں اجمل, شریفوں میں اشرف, کاملوں میں اکمل, تاجدار مدینہ احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Khulasa of Kainat. He listens to it personally and he responds.
Allah Allah waha ka durood o salam. Allah Allah waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah Allah waha ka wo kaife dawam. وہ صلاتِ سکون آفری رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی.
We can go on and on discussing. It's so beautiful, this book.
پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی ہم
مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی, زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر, زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر, کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر, کاش یونس آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر, اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی, اب مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی, زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر, اوش ریمیننگ ڈیز آف مائی لائف ہیڈ بین اسپینٹ دیئر, پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر زیادہ آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر. That we would, how wonderful it would have been if we never returned. Or puri hui har tamanna, Allah fulfill all my desires. But there's still one desire that is left unfulfilled, which I ask Allah Ta'ala to fulfill, and that is the desire to become a patch of the ground of the Qabristan of Madina Sharif, and to be buried in that graveyard where more than 10,000 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lie buried, and where so many awliya and so many millions of people from the time, Allah knows from when people are being buried there, thousands of them must be buried. And everyone has got a jannat of his own, inshallah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ جل جلالہ,
Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
الله 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 الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, My most forgiving Allah, Most compassionate Allah, Most loving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones living on the surface of the earth. It is just your shan of being Rahim and Kareem and tolerant that you are not destroying us. We know, my beloved Allah, that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. If you have to send a gale force wind against us, or tsunami against us, or shake the ground on which we walk, cause the homes to collapse over our heads, we know we are deserving of all those punishments because of the sins that we indulge in. But, my beloved Allah, we also know that you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners, who turn towards you with repentance. Those who are ashamed of their sins, those who express remorse and regret over their sins, you dearly love them, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, you dearly love them. Ya Allah, we are therefore expressing great nadamat and shame over the sins that we have committed in our lives. The sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of all those sins. But there is no one for us besides you. Where else can we go and seek forgiveness for our sins? We cannot purchase it in the marketplaces, my Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. There is no other door that we can tap besides your door. My Allah, keep our gazes firmly on your treasures. Don't let us cast our gaze on any person's wealth or property or position. My beloved Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures. We are seeking from you, my beloved Allah. Forgive our sins. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. There are so many, my beloved Allah, who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, who are sick and ailing. We all are spiritually sick, my beloved Allah, and so many are physically ill. Whosoever anyway is physically or spiritually sick, cure them of all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know, my beloved Allah, that for the pious and the righteous ones, sicknesses, weakness, disease, poverty, tests and trials, they are all for elevation of their position and status. But we are not in that category or caliber, my Allah. We are of the most sinful ones. Therefore, what we are seeking is total forgiveness of our sins. Then bless us, my Allah, with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Happiness has left the hearts, my beloved Allah, of so many families around the globe. We know that sins are the major cause of happiness vanishing from our lives. Sukoon and chain and peace and happiness has vanished, my Allah. Nothing but fights and quarrels and arguments and disputes, my Allah, where have we gone? But, my Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Bless us all with good health, with prosperity and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are on journey, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Those who have gone for Hajj, remove all obstacles from their path. Make their Hajj easy, my Allah. Make it spiritually fulfilling. Ya Allah, fill their hearts with the noor of those Mubarak lanes. Make their Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Ya Allah, accept their duas, the tawaf, the ziyarat, their ibadat. Accept their presence, my beloved Allah, in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, un sabko maqbool aur mabroor hajj naseeb farma. Hame bhi unki duaon mein shamil farma. Include us in their duas, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are the most weakest, my beloved Allah. We are the weakest ones in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time, in our businesses. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters in so many parts of the world, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, India, Pakistan, America, Europe. Which part of the world the ummat is not suffering? Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness and your ihsan, remove their suffering, their pain and their problems. Those who haven't accepted Islam, bless them with Islam and Iman. Those who have become obstinate and made up their minds that they will continue with tyranny, persecution, torture, oppression and suppression. My beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Bless us all with the best of this world and the akhirat. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, watching some filth on the television screen, or reading some filthy magazine or novel, or watching some filth on the computer. My beloved Allah, or committing adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی کورو کفن ہوتا یا اللہ if it's not مقدر دے wherever it may be let it be a death of برکت Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes and desires. Those students who have written examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the problems of each and every individual. Remove them with your fazal kindness. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين